wish we were playing tomorrow Sunday at TCF. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? Great for you guys?
Practicing outside all week.
That's true. Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you guys would have to be going out there.
What did you do last year for the Seattle playoff game? I can't remember now.
I think we practiced outside.
Did you?
I think so. I know we kicked and punted outside. You know, try to as close as the elements as you can. Who was it? Said draining Atlantic, fighting Atlantic, training Atlantic. Yeah. Okay. What's up?
What kind of appreciation do you have for Adam Vinatieri's longevity?
Oh, he's one of the best. I mean, he's in my mind a Hall of Famer. His entire career, he's made clutch kicks, obviously playoff games, Super Bowl wins for the Patriots, and he's done a great job with the Indianapolis Colts as well. I do appreciate a guy like him because he's so consistent. And the great thing about him, obviously the last several years, he's had an outstanding punter who could kick off. That's really helped him with his longevity. But, you know, he's one of the most accurate guys of all time, and you know, I have a lot of respect for him.
How much does the physical toll does it take during the kickoffs?
Oh, it takes a lot. I mean, you'd have to ask him, but you'd ask these guys when they go through 16 games plus four preseason games, and, you know, it's a long season for those guys. And we try to limit our kicks, especially this time of year, so the guys are fresh for game day for Sundays. But I'm sure Adam would tell you the same thing. It does help a lot.
He packed his bags, went to Europe to try to prove himself coming out of college, and he wasn't drafted. Nobody. Are there a lot of guys that just need some coaching or something and kicking? Is it hard to evaluate guys?
It is hard to evaluate guys, especially I think South Dakota State, where he came out of a smaller school. But the thing that guys like Adam have is they have resiliency, and they just keep fighting and they keep trying to get that opportunity. And when he got his opportunity, he performed well. And then obviously, like any kicker, punter, or returner, or snapper in this league, you have to be consistent, and that's what's helped him last for so long. Because I mean, obviously, you make a change when guys aren't consistent. That's been proven over the years, and Adam has proven that he can be that consistent guy. It's a great story, and I have a lot of respect for him, like I said.
It's nitpicking with Kai because he's only, other than the block, has only missed one kick. But what happened on the extra point?
You know, I told him he's got to come back and he's got to make that kick for us. I know it was a penalty. It wasn't his fault. He drilled the first one. We can't have penalties. That's what I told the field goal team this morning. We had our meeting this morning. But he's got to go back and make that next kick. And I think he probably rushed it a little bit and he wrapped his foot. And next you know, he pulls it. And he's never hit a kick. I've never seen him hit a kick like that, game tape or otherwise. Can't practice ever. And he just did. So it was just a bad kick. But other than that, I thought he had a great day.
And for him to come back and put the next one pretty much like right down the middle.
Right down the middle with great elevation because they used that jumper that a lot of teams are using now. And he timed it up perfect and got the elevation we needed and he crushed it. It was a great kick for us.
Did the Jacksonville game feel easy to you after being the head coach the week before?
Was no, it, nothing's I mean, easy what with special it? Teams. It was a obviously it was back to normal for me. You know, it's like I said after the Dallas game, it was an honor to do what I did, and it was a great experience under difficult circumstances. Obviously, with our head coach, and I was glad to see Coach Zim back on the sideline for us and leading us to victory. Our special teams played better, and I was pleased with the way we played and showed up, and it was a good afternoon for us overall.
What are your thoughts on the jumpers?
I think they have to really solidify the rules. It used to be you can't – both our guards got pushed down. That used to be illegal maybe 6 months ago. Now it's legal. So something has to give. I think they have to go back. The competition committee's got to take a look at it and tell us what they want. But right now I think it's too inconsistent and it's too many changes. The guys that do it well, New England got one the other night. You know, Denver's done a great job with it. Kid from Jacksonville timed it up pretty good. So I don't know. I think we're going to have to take a look at it. But as long as it's consistent, I can live with it. You know what I mean? And I can coach our guys on how to stop it.
Some have said it's a potential safety risk. Do you see it that way, or you just care about them enforcing it consistently?
I don't want anybody getting hurt, but I do care about them enforcing it because I guess you could have somebody get hurt there. I don't know if it's that much of a risk, but maybe. But at the end of the day, I think it's just it needs to be officiated consistently, and that'll help the game.
Cordero's back leading the league again in kickoff returns, return team. What's he done so well this year?
Well, I think the other day he didn't get touched till he crossed the 50, and our guys did a great job blocking for him. And he's so explosive. He sets his returns so well, and then they don't know where he's going. And then when he finally hits that seam, you know, to me he's the best in the NFL. And, he's a very hard man to tackle. And, you know, but nobody showed up until, you know, the guy that we were doubling actually got pushed so far back, he ended up spinning off the double to make the play at the 48. So And I was proud of the way the guys reacted, and we blocked it well, and he did a great job of hitting the seam.
Given what he's done as a gunner and, you know, the new role he's taken on there, mm-hmm. do you look at other players differently now as potential? You know, I mean, at least I didn't ever think of him in that role.
Right.
I don't know who did, but do you see other players that you could use?
Well, him? I've always thought the athletes are in that role. To me, they're always in the role. And Cordero wasn't ready until this year, to be honest with you. And even, like I've said it before to these guys in training camp, we had him prepared to start taking on that role, and then he got hurt his shoulder, so we couldn't use him in the preseason to get him ready for the season. And once we finally put him in, he was ready to roll. And I think we put him in at the right time, and I think it was Carolina maybe the first time we used him. But, yeah, Charles Johnson done a great job for us. I mean, now the receivers all, hey, you know, they got player of the game for the game. Anyway, I want to be the player of the game, or I want a game ball or whatever. But everybody's bought in. We got a great locker room. Rick's done a great job. Coach Zim's done a great job of building this team, and those are the type of guys that we have that want to do well on special teams to help our football team win games, and that's what we've done for the most part this year, at least in the wins, and we haven't done enough in the games that we haven't won, so we need to continue to try to be consistent and help our team win games.
Good.
We good?
Good.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.